Okay, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of The Dubious Ghost Come To. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's... I'm not really ready for... Okay, let's just go. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I kind of had a rough night. The first half of the night was pretty brutal. And then I eventually fell asleep sometime after 4:30. And then I slept pretty good for way too long. So I got up way too late. And, well, here we are. I'm still only 8/10 awake. I'm getting there. And I'm looking out the window. This thermometer says just under freezing. And what day is this? I don't even know. Is it Saturday? Does it matter? It really kind of doesn't. Looking out the other thermometer. Yeah, it's -0.5 degrees. Okay, that's fine. Ugh, I don't care. Oh, but I've got some good news. There's a whole bunch of stuff I was going to tell you about. No, I can't think of any of it except this. At approximately 1 a.m. last night, plus or minus a couple minutes, oh, I noticed the cat was being strange in the bathroom. She was staring at the corner, and I was sitting in front of my TV doing computer stuff and watching whatever. Well, I was watching a cool movie. Not important. And the cat's sitting there in the bathroom. I'm looking over there and she's being weird. And I realize, okay, this is a signal. This is her behavior when she's about to pee on the floor. So I said, oh, no. And I jumped up and I sort of tried to turn her around and point her towards the litter box, but she didn't want to go in, and I picked up her front paws and tried to put him in the litter box, and she doesn't want to do that, and she was not happy with my behavior, so I just stopped and said, okay, pee on the floor if you have to, or poop on the floor if you have to, do whatever you have to do. And now, when I say on the floor, I don't really mean on the floor. I have one of those pee pads in there, right in front of the box. Because sometimes she doesn't want to climb into the box. I don't know why. But I had one of those pads down. I thought, fine, just go there, just whatever. And I left the room to give her privacy. And a couple of minutes later, I heard the telltale scratching sounds of her trying to get cat litter out of her paws, and she rubs her feet up against the edge of the cat box, and it goes grunk, 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 right? So, and then she came out, she came into the room, and she sort of bolted away and sort of jogged off. And I thought, okay, that was weird behavior. I know what that means. And I was, oh God, I hope so. And I got up and looked into the kitty box. Yes, big kitty poop. The big kitty poop that we've been waiting for. For how long has it been now? A week? So I think my cat's feeling better for big kitty poops. Yay! Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I am so happy. So I didn't bother giving her any of her drugs this morning. And she's actually still sleeping downstairs. But I did sprinkle some more Miralax into her food. Her food bowl was empty, so I put in a small pile of food. Sprinkled about half a teaspoon. Like a gram of Miralax on the food. And then I had to cover that up with a little bit more food because she can see it. She's like, what the hell is it? So you kind of have to hide it. Oh. So yeah, I'm super happy about everything. And then I cleaned out the cat box. Then I sat down in front of my synth and I did one of the greatest jams that I've ever done in my entire life. And of course, there was nobody around to hear it. And of course, I did not record it or anything. I just was sitting down to mess with the thing that I was messing with yesterday. And it turned out, it sounded great last night at 1 a.m. Is it going to sound any better? Or is it going to sound as good? Is it going to be terrible today? I don't know. Because here's what you need to know. Yesterday, after Dubious Goals Committee, you know, we were working on the thing and we just had that noise, that and we had some drums going. Well, I continued to work on that. And once I started adding stuff, then I had ideas for other things, and I kept adding this and that, and it eventually became a thing. We're moving into that zone now. What kind of thing did it become, Tobe? Well, it's definitely a Tobe-like thing in that it is a sort of strange combination between acid and techno. I added all kinds of cool stuff and sounds, did a cool thing. And how do you want to hear this? Do you want to hear all the cool things individually? Or should I just sort of attempt to play this? Thank you. something is messed up, and it is this. Okay, now it seems to be working fine. But anyway, yeah, you basically get it. There's a little more to it, but, and I'm gonna do more stuff, but, let's try. Yeah, okay. So, maybe that is working properly. We can turn that howl off. Okay. Just bring this to a screeching halt because this is too complicated for me to do this early in the morning, and it's not even morning any. Turn that off. It's not even morning anymore. Okay, so I hate the bass sound again. I go from liking it to hating it, and I keep adjusting it, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's do something. Turn this off. Turn that off. Let's go like that, and go. That little melody line, that beatily beat this. That's tricky. That's the Mad Monk. That's my Formant synthesis. synthesizer. And I want this off for now. Because what we need to concentrate on, and this is cool. Remember when I was trying to, yesterday I was trying to make the, well, I was trying to get some automated cymbal stuff going, some beat stuff. Well, I actually managed to do that. And basically the way we did that was we took a random voltage that changed every four bars. And we run that voltage into the magic trigger machine. And the magic trigger machine is sending triggers to the drums. It's sending the kick drum. And instead of sending a snare, that trigger is going into a filter, a resonant filter that's pinging. And then that ping goes into the delay. And it creates, just sort of that background headroom. And then another set of triggers, and this is the set of triggers that gets varied. The other set of triggers controls the hi-hats. And this is what changes every four bars. I tried changing the kick drum. It didn't work out. It didn't sound that cool. It has to stay steady, so the other stuff that is changing has somewhere to go. And anyway, this is what we get. So here we go. Let's hit start. All right, change. Listen to that tick, 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 tick. And change. Oh, it picked the same one. Sort of a random selection. Okay. Changed, nice, and change again, nice, and I'm not doing anything, this is all automated, and change again, seems to be going back and forth between these two, yeah, see, there's a new one, 4, 3, 2, 1, I can't get enough of it. Oh, it's gonna hold this one for another four bars. 4, 3, 2, 1. We're gonna hold it. 4, 3, 2, 1. Seems to be selecting the same ones. We have a wide range to choose from, Cowboy X. And go. I'm going to bring that ping in. Because I accidentally changed it and I don't like it now. And it occurs to me that the reason I don't like this is because I don't have this clocked. Okay, how did this escape my notice? Or wait, I'm remembering maybe I did clock it and I didn't like it. We need to give it a different clock, don't we? Yeah, see, I did have this clocked at one point in time, but it was, it's on like, what, 30 second clock, you know, so it's something ridiculous. Where's my, so here's an idea, here's a strange idea. What if we clock it slow? And what if we clock it with, oh, will this cable reach? Probably not. I need a, oh my God, we've run out of medium length cables. Which means I gotta go upstairs. No, it doesn't. What I was thinking is we could clock this from a couple of different places. And we're gonna, this will be convenient. Because I accidentally created a quarter clock when I did this other thing. We got no cables. We can put a slow clock on it. We can put a quarter note clock on it. And, okay, let's just use one of these really long cables for now, and I'll find something else to deal with this later. Okay. And everything is packed in here. I got so many cable spaghetti, and it's nightmare. Okay. Let's try this. Okay, that was an interesting artifact. Okay, hear that? Tick, 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 tick. What do I have that plugged into? Oh, great. Now the cat is awakened. Now you're in my way. This is what we're listening to. And I'm going to sort of change this. Yeah, making some adjustments here. Setting everything weird. Okay, that might work. In fact, that does work. And now the cat's stepping on others. Don't step on this little keyboard. You made it do something. Why is it in a weird mode now? How do we get it back into... Okay, there, that worked. Don't step on this stuff, kitty bedingins. Okay, let's get this back into the mix where it needs to be, and we can always bring up the feedback. We're gonna clip. Problems. Let's try something else. Now the cat's in my face. starting late. Something is off, kids. It's so off that I have to stop. Jeez. It's criminal. Why is everything so dumb today? Why am I so dumb? It's because I got up way too late. And yes, it is. Anyway, this needs some work, but you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio, but I'm gone.